Sala Yerushalmi corresponding to Temura Bavli Daf Chaf Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Shnei Kavim v'Kav Oyrev v'Kav Truma v'Emsa Einan Minstalfin. If there are two Kav, means two doughs each of a single Kav, and there is a dough of a Kav of rice or a Kav of Truma in between them, they don't join. Dama Shenidla Chalosi v'Emsa Minstalfin Shekran Eschai v'Chala. If something that has had its Chala taken already, if that's in the middle, they join, because it's already obligated in Chala. Kav Chadosh, the Kav Yashon, Shunoshchei Zeh Bazeh, the Rishmol Oimer, Yitol Min HaEmsa, the Chachamim Oisim. If a Kav of Chadosh and a Kav of Yashon were Noishech each other, the Rishmol says he takes from the middle, the Chachamim prohibited. HaNoitel Chala Min HaKav, the Bikiva Oimer Chala, the Chachamim Oimim, Eina Chala. If one takes Chala from a Kav measure, the Bikiva says it's actually Chala, the Chachamim say it's not Chala, because the correct share of Chala is 5 quarters, and here it was only 4 quarters. Shnei Kavim, Shenitla, Chalasan, Shalzeh, Bifnei Atzmei, Shalzeh, Bifnei Atzmei, Vachazer, Vassan, Isa Achas, Vachibu Prite, Vachacham, Mechaivim, Nimsa, Ime, Chumoy, Kuloi, Shitzeh. If there are two Kavim, that Chala was taken from each by itself, and he returned and made them one dough, the Vachibu exempts because the first separation was valid, and the Chachamim obligates. It comes out that the Vachibu's stringency causes his leniency. And the Gemara says, Nisni Oyrev Loi Nisni Truma. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah should teach rice if it's in the middle, they don't join, and it need not teach Truma. Elu Tamnin and Oyrev Loi Tanin Truma, having the Amrin, Oyrev Aladesha Enei Miminoi Enei Mastarev, Truma Aladeshahi Mimino Mastarev, Havisucha Misni Truma. The Gemara answers, had it taught only rice and not Truma, we would say that rice, is, since it's not from their species, it doesn't join with those on both sides of it, whereas truma, since it is from their species, perhaps it joins, and therefore it needed to teach truma. Or had it taught truma and not rice, we would say that truma, since it's not nigro, it's not drawn after chulin to join, to make a shear, it does not join. Rice, since it's nigro with wheat, it joins. Therefore, it needs to teach rice, and it needs to teach truma. Kav oyrez einoi shisei mitzaref, kav maduma einoi mitzaref, kav truma einoi mitzaref, kav agoi einoi mitzaref. A kav of rice does not make those on both sides that join. A kav of maduma, which is a mixture of chulin and truma, does not make join. A kav of truma doesn't make join. And a Gentile's Kav does not make them join. Kav min acher shisei mitzaref, Kav isha acheres mitzaref, Kav chadash mitzaref, Kav dava shenitle chalosai shisei mitzaref. A Kav of another species makes a join, a Kav of another woman makes a join, a Kav of a of chadash makes a join, a Kav of something chala was taken makes a join. Rabun bachir, boy, Kav chala mao shitzaref, Rabun bachir asked that a Kav of chala make the join. Tani Uri Chalasta ben Shol, Kav Hekdush Mitzaref, Kav Chala Eni Mitzaref. Uri Chalasta ben Shol answers, the Kav of Hekdush makes them join, a Kav of Chala does not make them join. Ma ben Hekdush and Ma ben Chala, what's the difference between a Kav of Hekdush and a Kav of Chala? Hekdush roi lefdoisei lechaivoi, Chala Eni roi lefdoisei or lechaivoi. The answer is, Hekdush is, it's proper to redeem it and obligate it, Chala is not proper to redeem and obligate it.